Many of my people's lives were ripped apart because of the fighting in Syria. Some fled to cities in Jordan without jobs, abandoned, alone, except for one thing, access to a cell phone.
The cell phone has become a literal lifeline. Urban Refuge is an app for refugees who are living in Jordan currently. That's our first test market. And what the app does is that it locates aid on a map. Sounds like a very simple idea, but it's actually very powerful because there is no comprehensive, accessible database of aid locations for refugees. And so what the app actually does is it simply maps this out in a very easy to understand format, Arabic, English, other languages, and it makes it so that refugees actually can choose what aid they access.
It's giving them the right to choose, which is something that doesn't really happen too often when you're a refugee, because part of it is that a lot of choices are made for you. And this is bringing back agency to you. You can find exactly what you're looking for. You can do it instead of it just coming down from the top.
We started with people. We turned it into data. And then we moved from that to actually people again.
We've built a Xamarin application that works on Android and iOS. It talks to a back-end web service in Azure that then talks to a SQL database that stores all the information.
It's modular enough that I can share my code and have a native app for iOS, Android, and Windows. And for the localization piece as well, I can have all of that code and all of those resources for different languages in one folder, one file, one code base, one code set, and I can just promote that to each platform.
I don't have to be a software engineer to have ideas about what I want software to do, and just having someone who's a really good listener and understands our project and constantly looked for feedback from me was amazing, because we got the app that we dreamed of.
We are not just refugees. We are doctors and lawyers, engineers. So if you really want to help Syrian people, start thinking about them as people, not just only refugees.
It's amazing to see so much passion and be able to take that and translate it into technology that's going to change people's lives.